Y'all, it is my favorite day of the year, literally Thanksgiving, favorite holiday ever. I know for most people, it is not the holiday that comes to mind when you're thinking about your favorite holidays of the year, and it is one that is always overlooked. I know it's right up there with like St. Patrick's Day and things like that, I guess. But to me, it is literally the best holiday out there. I will take Thanksgiving any day over Christmas or Halloween or any other holiday, to be honest, because I love what it offers. Now, I hate dressing up, so there goes Halloween. Yep. And I like to give gifts, but I like to do it because I want to, not because I have to or because there's some expectation. So what society has deemed Christmas isn't always my favorite. And if you know me, you know how much I love good food. So good food, coming together with people where gifts aren't required, oh, it's just a making for perfect. And beyond that, however, I actually love the principle behind Thanksgiving and the charge it creates within us to reframe how we see the world and those in it. And when gratitude is the spark for your attitude, I have found that things change. Perspective shifts. People feel seen and great things flow from it. So today on Thanksgiving, have I got a special treat for you. Today, I'm going to share my inside secrets on how gratitude is the secret cranberry sauce of successful marketing, especially book marketing. And if you stick around to the end, I've got a special treat for you too. Let's dive in. Hey, I'm Stephanie Fager, and Empower is my middle name. Okay, well, not really. You should know that by now, but I think it should be because I believe that empowered people empower people, and I am obsessed with empowering you, a nonfiction author, with impactful marketing strategies to help you take your important message and share it with those who desperately need it and want it and will buy it. I am the owner and chief strategist of the Empower PR Group and the author of 3 books myself, including my new book, Make Your Author Impact. Sell more books, increase your reach, and achieve your why. I have been called to merge my love for reading books and writing books and marketing books to help nonfiction authors like you with laser-focused strategies and tactics to write books that sell, promote books to those who need and want them most, and build meaningful businesses from empowering messages. Please think of this podcast as your one-stop shop for marketing insights from an author who has been there, done that, and understands exactly where you are, because I do. All right, get your pens ready, because I'm ready to empower you on my favorite holiday. This is the Empowered Author Podcast. Even though I'm a vegetarian, today my husband and I are getting our turkey baked for our family to come over. We are making the creamy cream cheese mashed potatoes, which is to die for. We are having our crispy Brussels sprouts in the oven, and Corey is making a mean mac and cheese, which here in the South we actually call a vegetable. My dad has been prepping my grandma's recipe of homemade stuffing, which is the best. And my mom should be coming over in a few hours with green bean casserole in hand, fruit salad that has this weird mayonnaise dressing that is amazing, and a cheese ball that my family knows I will fight them if they touch. Nobody is sharing that sucker with me. See why this is my favorite holiday. Beyond the fact that I'm thankful we get to host Thanksgiving so I can wear yoga pants all day, and that's important when you eat way too much, I love this holiday because it's centered on 2 core elements that I really seek to live my life by and drive my marketing strategies by too. Today, instead of that side of applesauce or cranberries to sweeten the meal, I want to offer up a marketing treat that's based on thanks and giving. So when you separate this compound word into 2, you are gifted with 2 elements that separate icky marketing from authentic marketing. Now, when they're joined together, we envision a cozy family dinner table where loved ones laugh and pass around dinner rolls and watch football all day and take naps, right? But when you break Thanksgiving apart, you have a roadmap on how to ensure that you, your message, and your book stand out. So let's start with thanks first. I betcha if I did an official study, I could prove a fact that I see on the daily. I bet you I could prove that using these 2 simple words when put together and used regularly can move mountains. The phrase, thank you. Could be a surface level offhanded comment. I know, because people say it without thinking. But when it is meant and people feel it, oh my gosh, change happens. People change. Beautiful things happen. So my family and I put together homeless care bags, and we love carrying them in our car on the regular so that when we see those that we meet who are in need, we're able to give it to them. And when they say thank you, I know it's like a from the tiptoes to the top of your head thank you, because it could very well mean that their basic needs were met for the day. Or when you hold the door open for someone else, a thank you from them could be a sigh of relief for being seen and cared for, even in a small way. Because you don't know what they may have had to go through to even get to that moment. When we went to Sam's Club this weekend and I got each of my kiddos their own icy, which is a big deal over here, people, because no child need that much sugar, right? The thank yous that they said on repeat multiple times was a reminder of why treats, unexpected treats, are fun and important and are appreciated. So there are people who have supported you in your writing efforts. They have helped you bring your book to life, and these people have invested their time and money in your message, and they would likely go the extra mile if you thanked them. Have you? Better question, have you considered how to thank them in a meaningful way? Not any of that surface level, offhanded thank you comments. I'm talking about the ones that are going to move mountains. Let's break that up into three groups of people that you could thank in your book journey and how saying thank you could actually be a smart marketing strategy. All right, let's start with your supporters. Without these people, your book dream couldn't and wouldn't have happened. Those long nights and weekends, the meals they brought to you to keep your body sustained while you were punching away at the keyboard, those inspirational opportunities and getaways in the mountains and pick-me-ups when you were exhausted. Wait, am I the only one with supporters like that? Maybe, but I bet not. These people are important. They love you. They want to support you. They want to see great things happening for you. These people could be your family or your friends. They could be neighbors, other authors. They could be mentors and teachers, anyone who really believes in you and your book, especially during times when you maybe didn't, maybe you still don't. They matter, and they could benefit from some thanks. So the acknowledgement section in your book is a beautiful way to tell them thank you. I believe that if you call them out by name, that's important and it matters too. My latest book, Make Your Author Impact, I wrote a good portion of it in the mountains, actually. And on the way home from the mountains, I was still in writer mode. And so I have to drive because I get this horrible motion sickness stuff. And so my husband had the computer up and I was dictating to him some things. Well, we were spending our energy talking about the acknowledgments, and I was dictating kind of free flow riffing on ideas of things I wanted to go in there. And I had the chance to verbalize my thanks to him while he typed it. It was very odd, actually. I've never done that before. And after he typed it for me, he looked over me, he said, I don't deserve that. I'm like, yes, you do. He's like, I just did it to support you. I'm like, great. But I wanted you to know I saw that, right? So that's pretty cool. Another thing you can do is if you include the people, your supporters, in your acknowledgement section, when the book comes out, send them a signed copy of the book with a post-it note or highlighted in the back where you mentioned them. That way they know that they were seen and mattered. You could also record a video of you reading your acknowledgements and share it with them. I love that. Weirdly enough, all this stuff actually turns into marketing fodder too, and authentic marketing fodder as well. If you include a thankful post on social media and acknowledge your supporters, you can tag them. They will see that and be grateful for it. But when you do, it also opens doors, because when you tag people in a social post, their connections get to see it. You know that signed copy that I recommended you send them? Well, why don't you ask them to also write you a review? Your supporters would be happy to, but they might forget if they're not asked. And that video you recorded, share it on social too. It's authentic and real. And if you're anything like me, emotional, and you might be crying, but it's beautiful. And people love knowing the people behind you. And this is a beautiful way to thank those. Now, this community of authors I found is really awesome. It's like a pay it forward community of people who share what they've learned and are happy to give back. I can promise you, having worked in the various nuances of this particular industry, the publishing industry, even the team, your book team that you are investing in, does more than what you're paying them for. Have you told any of those people thank you lately? Think about your endorsers. You know, their credentials and their support of you helped you and should help you and will help you market your book. So thank them. They didn't have to do that. thank them. Send them a signed copy of your book too. But I also love to gift endorsers with a social media meme of their endorsement to tell them thank you and see if they would be willing to share it with others. When you give them a tool to help market your book, they probably will be more likely to market it. Your publishing team also works very long hours and many times are under immense stress and get very little thank yous. Do they know that you're thankful? From experience, I can tell you that saying thanks will go so far. Oh my gosh, it will go so far. Consider doing it in some meaningful ways, though, that they might not expect. You could write them a LinkedIn recommendation, or if they have a book, you could write a book review for them. You could also just unexpectedly email them over an endorsement blurb or even a video endorsement that they could use in their promotional efforts. I promise you, they will be in heaven. But I also promise you that when you're doing that, it allows you to share your message and reach people you normally wouldn't otherwise. Another group of people who have gone above and beyond is likely your book launch team. And saying thank you to them so much matters, but showing them you're thankful, that's going to build the loyal army of supporters that you want. So how can you do that? Well, if you're in the thick of a book launch, it's really easy. But what happens on the other side? Maybe the book launch is over. What are some things you could do to keep this group knowing how thankful you are? You could offer them ongoing insider content about your book and your message, or maybe give them shout outs when they write a review or support you. And I am a big believer in sending cards because it is a lost art. So send them a card or something really meaningful. They will notice. Now your readers, oh my gosh, that's a group of people you must be thankful for, because without your readers, you would have no need for a book, people. Seriously. I recently had someone ask me this question I thought was interesting. And they said, what makes you a thought leader? And my response was, if you need to figure out if you're a thought leader or not, you're likely not. Thought leaders are out there sharing and giving and thanking before calling attention to how awesome they are in the process. They don't have to say that they are a thought leader because they are, because people want to follow them. They want to follow them because they aren't looking to grow followers. They're looking to give. We'll get to that here in a second. But these are also people who know the power of thankfulness. They didn't get where they are or were without others. And without your readers, you won't either. So how do you thank those who are willing to invest several hours or more in reading your book? Well, that actually takes me to the second part of our message today, all about giving. I was reminded last weekend at church that to get more requires you to give more. Or when you give more, unexpectedly, you get more. A motto I have around here is this: I don't want you to give in or give up or give way. I want you to give value instead and give value always. The way you thank your readers is by giving. So please don't ever turn on Toggle, which is a tool I like to use to keep track of my time when you're writing a book, and then go back and calculate how much time you put into the writing journey and how much one person will likely purchase a book. And after you take out royalties and all that stuff, how much you'll actually get. Don't do it. From experience, I'm telling you, it's not worth looking at those numbers because it really isn't about that anyways, because giving cannot be quantified or qualified, especially when you're giving value. So you're an automatic giver. If you're an author, because you have written a book or are writing one that has taken too much blood, sweat, and tears and hours, then it will for someone to read it, right? And that's okay. Giving of your knowledge means that someone else's life will be changed because of it. And I actually think that's pretty amazing. When I get the chance to chat one-on-one with authors, I've noticed something. They don't always articulate it, but I can pick it up. And it's this divide on the topic of giving, especially when it's relating to your book. So some are reluctant to give anything at all, and others give away too much for absolutely nothing. And I actually believe, as with anything that has two ends of the spectrum, the happy medium is probably where you need to be. Now, if you are reluctant to give, you may find yourself saying some things like the following. I mean, I'll share that, but you'll have to pay me for it. Or maybe I'll just make it a $20 downloadable and you can buy it then. Well, ain't nothing for free, people. Enjoy my book, but if you want the good stuff, you'll have to hire me. I'm not giving away everything. I'm going to save my best stuff for those who invest in me. That might be you if you've heard yourself say that, or at least think it. Or if you're an extra giver, you may find yourself saying some things like this. Oh my gosh, I'm going to just toss that in too, because I know you need it. And even though it's a cornerstone of my whole coaching program, it's okay. I'll just give it to you. Well, even though I know my book's competitors are selling their books for, I don't know, $25, I'll just sell mine for $10 because people need it and it's okay. Like, I'm not doing this to make money. Oh my gosh, thank you for offering to buy my book. I'm just going to give you a free copy anyways. You just take the free copy. Don't worry about it. Well, okay, here's the deal. I wish I could be like a toddler and throw a little temper tantrum over here right now, but I have a feeling that if you're not at your Thanksgiving get together now, later today, you're likely going to have a toddler that is doing that. And I don't want you to have to go through that twice. Because neither of these ends of the spectrum are inherently off or bad, but as with anything, extremes don't do anyone any favors. So giving, I actually believe, is my key differentiator. My team always points their fingers and gives me the evil eye regularly because I tend to swing on giving too much of me and things and stuff. But here's my belief, and you might believe it too. I actually can't personally work with everyone. I can't. There's not enough time in the day. So it's literally not feasible. And if I have the time and I'm on with someone, I just want to give everything I know. I'll offer up all my thoughts and I'm happy to do that. That said, I've learned a few things about giving when it comes to books and marketing them, and I wanted to share that with you. First off, always give away your best stuff. When people say, oh, well, I'm going to just hold that because that's my best and I don't want to give that away in the book, I say that's a red flag. Give it away. Give it. Right before my book, my newest book, Make Your Author Impact, came out, my husband was doing a final review for me. And he asked me literally days before it went live, Stephanie, are you sure you want to give all this away? Like, you're giving away so much in your book. And I was like, are you kidding? Yes, I'm not holding anything back. Take it, run with it, do with it. Because here's the deal. Don't hold back because that thing that you thought was so important might be the missing piece that opens doors for you for new endeavors. Plus, this is something weird I've noticed. The stuff you think is your best stuff now will evolve. So give it because the new great stuff will come. It's just the nature of you learning and growing along the journey. I also think it's better to give something away for free than a low cost. So I was chatting with an author recently who had a opt-in. It was like, I don't know, like $5, $10 on her website. I'm like, oh my gosh, don't even do that. If you're going to do something so low, in my opinion, just give it away. Look at your opt-in, your email list builder as a freebie. Just give it away for free. Don't do low cost because I think that you could be negating your value. What I do mean by that is I don't want you to give everything away for free all the time, right? But I want you to realize the power of giving. And if you want someone to get on your list, give them something to do it. And also another tip I've learned, instead of offering tons of discounts, people are more likely to invest in you if you offer something extra for free, another value add for free. So people want extras. That giving that you do actually enhances the value instead of discounting. Now, there are two ways that people look at things, and I call them the time over money and the money over timers, right? Like, there are people who value money over time, and they're more likely to invest their own time into something because every dollar is precious to them. So their investment in you will likely be low from the beginning, and that's okay. They may only buy your book. And because of that, you want them to have as much value as possible. The other people out there who value time over money will go, oh my gosh, well, I'm going to invest in this person because now I've read their book and I know everything about that they have to offer, but they can help execute. And if they're executing, I can do more stuff with my time. So this is why you give away your great stuff, because it'll actually pay you bigger dividends in the long run. Now, on the flip side, I want you to be a giver, but don't give away your house and your home, people, please. You can choose if you want to give a book away for free. I'm not telling you you can't, but here's the deal. If you give a book away to everyone for free, you're going to have a lot of people not reading books. I found that people need a little skin in the game. If they financially make that investment, they're more likely to read it. This isn't a good indicator of when you need to give something to the media or an endorser or what have you as a thank you. But I'm talking about, don't be the person who devalues your work and your book. Value it and people will invest in it. Because when you value it, other ones will. I also find that for me, someone who wants to just give everything, when I limit the time that I have to do that, it allows me to give fully without constraints, except time constraints. So we have like our free 15-minute chit chats that we offer any author who is interested in learning about what we do, but honestly just wants some book ideas. Awesome. I don't do any selling. I hate selling. I don't believe in it. I don't like selling. So when we get on the phone for a 15-minute chat, it's for you, but it's for 15 minutes. So I give fully and freely during that time. And I can do that because I can do it for 15 minutes. An author who embraces gratitude and is full of giving will succeed, y'all. They will succeed, I promise. I have seen it happen time and time again. These authors see success through the lens of how people feel and are changed. They don't always see success by the number of books that are sold. Weirdly enough, more books sell because of it, because a shift from transactional to relational is something people feel and remember. Call it the law of attraction. Call it God or the universe or anything else you want. But I have seen and believe that when you give, you get. And actually, I find that what I get in return isn't even those book sales or investing in me. It's making me a better person in the process. When you see people, you become seen. And when you count your blessings, more blessings show up. Do you see why I love Thanksgiving? Ah, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. This is my fave for real. I love the food and I love that I can give a gift without strings attached or expectations, which is why I wanted to pop in today and do this podcast episode pop up because I wanted to give you a gift today too. So tomorrow is like my second favorite day of the year because I love the shopping frenzy associated with the day after Thanksgiving sales. It gets my blood pumping, y'all. And tomorrow I'm offering an author impact special and my author friends, hey, that's you, get the opportunity to take advantage of it today. So in the show notes of this podcast is a link. And for those who purchase a copy of the paperback version of Make Your Author Impact via that link, today and tomorrow we'll be in for a treat. So the book retails at $19.95 and is available for $15, which includes shipping in the US. But on top of that, if you include in your purchase a book marketing hurdle or question you have, I am recording personalized video book marketing tips. And I will do one just for you. You already have a copy of the book. Well, go get another one, people. Get a gift for a friend. You know someone who needs to write a book or wants to, right? And then you can take advantage of the book marketing tip. If you haven't gotten a copy before, this may be your time to do so. And even if you aren't looking to write a book anytime soon, my best buddy at church just told me last weekend that he's learning so much from my book and he wants to write one now too, which makes me laugh. So it still might be a book worth investing in. Learn more about the Author Impact Special using the link in the show notes here. And remember that you can take advantage of it today because you're awesome. And I wanted to gift you that. Nobody else knows though, and everybody else will find out tomorrow. Author friend, thank you so much for being here today. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you are empowered and embracing impact. As you know, I'm a believer that empowered people empower people. I've empowered you today. I've also hopefully made you feel loved and reminded you the power of what Thanksgiving is all about, because it is your turn now to give gratitude and empowerment to others.